Legs. Legs protruding out of that great green stump. How did they get there? It smells of rot. Bulbous mushrooms the size of your fist growing all around. There are three kinds of legs. Those that go backward, those that go forward, and those that stand around waiting for a ride. But that stump, it told me different. Quiet night when I found that stump, oppressive and hot. When it spoke to me, needless to say, I was quite surprised. Tiny blue lights twinkling beneath the swamp as it spoke, Your Honor. I was hypnotized. In the voice of that stump as it drew itself tall, I know I heard the voice of the great green lord, and it never was otherwise. My son, it said in a voice that brooked no interruption, and sure as the world, it was my father. Do you remember the times? Why, no, says I. If a stump could frown, then surely this one would have done so. Great green rotting legs thump the ground, and mushrooms are everywhere. Deep rumble in the wind, as the buzzing of the Gungus flies grew louder. Then it opened its eye, the great green eye, where there was no eye. And it stared me down so hard I could have cried, but I didn't, couldn't. And in all the world, there was only that eye, and the flies, and those legs, thump, thump, thump. My head was a great balloon. My hands and feet were about 1,000 feet away from me. 1,000,001 voices were laughing in my brain as my jaw flapped up and down in a fish-like motion. Finally, my voice came through like it was whispering through an old tin can, weak and far away. Green 11, says I. Green 11. Green 11 delivered the stump in that voice like the underside of a train in a thunderstorm. Your work is at hand. Its gift was my gaze. When I reached for it, it reached right on into me. I felt a presence like an ice centipede climbing up my arm, its needle legs burrowing in and filling my body with a cold resolve. The hot and muggy swamp around me became a cool and comfortable place, the buzzing of the Gungus flies a medicinal drone. Pale green lights danced before my eyes, and I understood what needed to be done. I drew my hand to my breast in a solemn vow. With the clack of a hat rack hitting the floor, I was carved out of wood. Soft lichen danced on my arms as I climbed the innumerable stairs, dragging myself forward slowly as the lower half of my body had suddenly become dead weight. I could still smell moisture in the air, but the fog all around me was more welcome than oppressive. The pleasant drone of insects soothed my throbbing skull. It grew thicker, that fog, as I climbed those stairs. And the higher I came to be, the further from anywhere I knew I was. It was the breath of eternity there on the stair. The slow, gray future of my falling green past. I pulled harder. It pushed harder. And it was my lover. Coy and confident, and there on the stairs we played. I coughed suddenly and tasted blood. Thank you. She came to me, my lover, that fog, and drew me to her, and whispered silence in my ear. That song I knew, had heard, had needed to hear. The Gungus flies were gone, and she was in my lungs, and held me fast. The cool and sticky air around us filled my body with mercurial ooze, and my leaden legs were much easier to move. A loud creak in the distance, followed by a bubbling sound, and I could feel my flesh disintegrating. The smell of mushrooms all around. Green 11. That's right, I'd forgotten, had wanted to forget. Green 11. As my body fell away, I rose to the top of those innumerable stairs, and that sweet smell of earth and the life that grows from death carried me forward, upward, through that door I could never have opened. Cough. I could feel the blood in my lungs now. The Gungus flies around me buzzed in a merciless horde, biting my seared and rotten flesh. Hot mud caked all over me, face down in the swamp. Legs protruding out of that great green stump. How did they get there? My body is lead. I breathe in the murky water. It's easier this way. I wasn't the stump, but the stump was me. And our eyes were open, and our legs were moving, and my great green self stepped out of that place we were, and we finally remembered the times.
Thank you.